And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 23rd of December, 2013. In Oaxaca, Mexico, they're celebrating the Night of the Radishes, Noche de los Rabanos. These are not our little red radishes. These are long, contorted roots up to 2 feet in length, which they carve into religious tableaus and historical events and mythical tales in Oaxaca, Mexico. 1823, on this date, the poem A Visit from St. Nicholas, published in the Troy Sentinel, upstate New York paper, unsigned poem that began, 'twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. It was attributed for many, many years to Clement Clarke Moore. More recently, it's been argued that Henry Livingston Jr. was the true author. In either case, the poem was largely responsible for our idea of Santa Claus as a fat man. It's the birthday of Robert Bly, the poet, born in Lacaparl County, Minnesota, 1926, came from a Norwegian family, spent a year at St. Olaf College, and then went off to Harvard, where he met John Ashbery and Donald Hall, published his first collection of poems, 1962, Silence in the Snowy Fields. It's the birthday of the great champion of poetry, Harriet Monroe, who founded Poetry Magazine, born in Chicago, in 1860. And it's the birthday of the author Norman MacLean, born in Clarinda, Iowa, 1902, taught English at the University of Chicago for many years, spent his summers in a cabin in Montana near the Big Blackfoot River. And at the age of 70, after he retired, he wrote his famous autobiographical novella, A River Runs Through It, all about fly fishing. Here's a poem for today by Billy Collins, entitled Christmas Sparrow. The first thing I heard this morning was a rapid flapping sound, soft, insistent, wings against glass, as it turned out, downstairs, when I saw the small bird rioting in the frame of a high window, trying to hurl itself through the enigma of glass into the spacious light. Then a noise in the throat of the cat, who was hunkered on the rug, told me how the bird had gotten inside, carried in the cold night through the flap of a basement door, and later released from the soft grip of teeth. On a chair, I trapped its pulsations in a shirt and got it to the door, so weightless it seemed to have vanished into the nest of cloth. But outside, when I uncupped my hands, it burst into its element, dipping over the dormant garden in a spasm of wingbeats, then disappeared over a row of tall hemlocks. For the rest of the day, I could feel its wild thrumming against my palms as I wondered about the hours it must have spent pent in the shadows of that room, hidden in the spiky branches of our decorated tree, breathing there among the metallic angels, ceramic apples, stars of yarn, its eyes open like mine as I lie in bed tonight, picturing this rare, lucky sparrow tucked into a holly bush now, a light snow tumbling through the windless dark. Christmas Sparrow, a poem by Billy Collins from his collection Aimless Love, published by Random House and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily online workouts are designed to improve memory and attention and are dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles with assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.